Making this video could get me 14 years in prison. In fact, if you share this video, potentially you could get 14 years in prison as well. Because this video expresses support for Palestine action. You can blow the limbs off a child, fine, no trouble at all. You can directly and deliberately target journalists, academics. You can blow up entire families. You can target people who are queuing for food aid. You can do what the hell you like, and you will not be condemned by this government. But spray a bit of paint on some warplanes, on some weapons of war, and that paint, that becomes the true weapon of war. That becomes the true aggression. That becomes, in Yvette Cooper's words, the disgraceful attack. Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, she has never used those words, a disgraceful attack, about any of the things that the Israeli government has done to the Palestinians. Every day, it murders, it maims, in total defiance of international law, and she has never once used the term disgraceful attack about any of that or any term like it. In fact, far from it, she's happy to be photographed with the Israeli ambassador. Great mates with the representative of a government who is right at this moment committing genocide. It could not be more blatant. It could not be more obvious. Netanyahu will not be satisfied until every Palestinian in Gaza is either dead, disabled, or displaced. And yet, he is still being supported by the UK government. It is still sending weapons and weapons parts to the Israeli government, providing espionage support, providing diplomatic support to the Israeli government while it perpetrates a genocide. And then these people come and have the sheer brazen cheek to lecture us about the law, to lecture us about what we morally can and morally can't do. And one thing you morally cannot do, absolutely cannot do, is spray some paint on a plane. This is Orwellian. The people trying to stop a genocide are being prescribed as terrorists by those who are aiding and abetting that genocide. Because the government has no justification whatsoever in banning a peaceful, non-violent, direct action protest group and calling it a terrorist group, it's had to make up justifications instead. It's had to lie about them. And we have an unnamed Home Office official saying, well, maybe they're taking funding from Iran. Yes, I think they're taking funding from Iran. There's no evidence whatsoever for this proposition. It's a straightforward smear to try to justify an unjustifiable policy. But if we're talking about taking money from people associated with terrorist regimes, well, Yvette Cooper has taken money from lobbyists favourable to the Israeli government. Yvette Cooper is also a supporter of Labour Friends of Israel, whose chair was caught on camera discussing a £1 million payment with an Israeli embassy official.
What happened with the names that we put into the embassy?
And just now got the money. It's more than £1 million. It's a lot of money. And now I got the money. So from Israel. So it's not physical. Yeah, it's approval.
I didn't mean you had it in your bag.
And what we've now learnt is that a lobby group called We Believe in Israel, a group which is very close to the Israeli government, had been pushing the UK government to prescribe Palestine Action as a terrorist group. People like Starmer and Cooper, they have no moral compass at all. They'll just go wherever the current of power directs them. And when powerful interests say, this is what we want, in their current incarnation, as government ministers, they will give those powerful interests what they want. They are absolutely terrified of power. They are terrified of the power of the billionaire press. They are terrified of the power of the US government. They appear also to be terrified of the power of the Israeli government. And they do not want to be seen to be standing up to any of those sources of power. Instead, they will grovel to them and give them whatever they ask, even turning an entirely peaceful protest organization into a terrorist group at the behest of lobbyists friendly to the Israeli government. Under the Genocide Convention, states have a duty to prevent and punish genocide. Now, not only is the UK government failing to fulfil that duty, is actually aiding and abetting genocide, but what Palestine Action are doing is upholding the spirit of the Genocide Convention. They're trying to prevent genocide with tremendous courage. Not only do they face prison sentences, they also face excoriation right across the media. They get told they're the enemy, they're anti-Semitic because they oppose the cold-blooded murder of tens of thousands of civilians. That makes you apparently anti-Semitic. If you care, you're in the firing line. But they are trying to uphold, as best they can, the spirit of the Genocide Convention, which the UK government isn't trying to uphold at all. And Palestine Action are far more in tune with what people want in this country than the UK government is. There's a clear majority of people who want an arms embargo against the Israeli government, which would be what international law tells us there should be. We should not be supplying arms to a government committing genocide. It's about as straightforward in international law as you can get. Palestine Action are not only trying to get the law upheld, they're actually in line with public opinion on this matter. The government is way out of line, both with the law and with public opinion. But it doesn't give a stuff about international law, and it doesn't seem to give a stuff about democracy either. The British government clearly believes that the protection of warplanes and drones and bombs is far more important than the protection of children and the other people of Gaza. It literally places weaponry above human life in its scale of moral values. Now, there are many precedents in which juries have found people not guilty for taking very similar action to the action being taken by Palestine Action. So, for instance, in 1996, four women who sabotaged warplanes being produced in the UK, destined for the Indonesian government, which was committing atrocities in its occupied territory of East Timor, they sabotaged those planes. They were found not guilty because their actions were considered by the jury to be justifiable. In 2003, activists disrupted fuel tankers which were going to be refueling US planes destined for Iraq. Not guilty. One of them was represented by Keir Starmer in court. He was their defending barrister, and now this same man presides over a government which wants to turn peaceful protesters spraying paint onto warplanes as a terrorist organisation. Hypocrisy beyond belief. In 2017, activists attempted to disarm Typhoon jets, which were destined for Saudi Arabia, where they might have been used to commit war crimes in Yemen. Again, they were found not guilty. In 2024, Palestine Action themselves was found not guilty because their actions were considered by the jury to be justifiable. On one occasion, Elbit Systems, the weapons company being targeted by Palestine Action, lobbied the British government for a retrial of the activists from Palestine Action after their charges were dismissed. And this is part of a long, long tradition of juries acquitting people who have technically broken the law, but where there is a clear justification in the minds of the jurors for that law breaking because they were preventing a greater crime from being committed. This is part of a long and honourable tradition in British justice. The people in Palestine Action who have been targeting weapons companies who are sending weapons to Israel, they're not doing this for their own sake. They're not doing this for selfish reasons, quite the opposite. They suffer immensely for them. They get taken before the court for trying to prevent other people from being killed. This is true human altruism. This is admirable. These are admirable people who should receive our deep respect for what they're doing. Instead, we're being told that they're terrorists, and we're being told that if we support them, we are terrorists too. This is perhaps the most draconian thing that any Home Secretary has done in the United Kingdom in the past 30 years, and it's a Labour Home Secretary who's doing it. A few years ago, Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, turned up in Parliament wearing a rosette in the suffragette colours. In fact, her clothes were also in the suffragette colours, and she expressed support for the suffragettes.
Who fought for so many women to have their voices heard.
A safe thing to do. 100 years on, no one was going to condemn her for that. But there is not the slightest doubt in my mind that if the suffragettes were active today, Yvette Cooper would ban them as a terrorist organisation. Not only did they engage in the sort of peaceful direct action which protest movements today do, but they actually planted bombs. They took a whip to Winston Churchill. They did all sorts of things which would be considered violent action. These people were considered the enemies of right-thinking society, the enemies of the establishment. But 100 years later, when it's safe, we can embrace those people and say, yes, of course, we stand in solidarity with the great tradition of the suffragettes and the civil rights activists and the Chartists and all these other people whom Yvette Cooper in another age would have sent dragoons in to cut them down with sabres. Today's villains calling for things that the establishment does not want to give them are tomorrow's heroes. And today's heroes were villains in their time. This Home Secretary, who claims to be a member of the Labour Party, which grew out of the Labour movement, which was a protest movement against the depredations of capital, which secured so many of our fundamental freedoms for us, is spitting in the eye of that tradition. Now, I'm slightly tired of the argument which says if we impose draconian laws now and then we get a bad government, it could misuse those draconian laws. Hang on a moment. Draconian laws are a misuse of the law. This is misuse. Straight away, this government is misusing the law. It is classifying entirely non-violent people as terrorists. That straight away is an authoritarian misuse of the law. However, we could potentially get an even more authoritarian government, and what the current Labour government is doing is equipping them with a whole suite of repressive laws and repressive interpretations of the law, so that if they do come into power, they can say, right, anyone we don't like, for my friends everything, for my enemies the law. What this does is to degrade the meaning of terrorism. It devalues the currency of terrorism. Terrorism is terrorism. It's an attempt to terrorize people with extreme acts of violence. That's what terrorism is. That, for instance, is what the Israeli government is doing in Gaza at the moment. That's terrorism. That is absolutely not what Palestine Action is doing. But while the government will not condemn terrorism as terrorism when one of its friendly states does it, it will condemn peaceful direct action as terrorism when it offends the interests of one of those friendly states. This slippage is incredibly dangerous, because what it means is that the moment you start breaking down the barriers to what is and is not terrorism, and you start labelling anyone you don't like as a terrorist, well, suddenly anyone who dissents could find themselves up against terrorist charges. We could easily all be proscribed. Anyone who engages in a protest movement could find themselves on the wrong side of this. And this is a classic dictator's ploy. Authoritarians around the world and throughout history have described their opponents as terrorists. And that is the authoritarian's tool, the dictator's tool, which has no place in a so-called democracy. There are many, many tools in the democratic toolbox. Yes, you need the mass marches. You need millions of people on the street. But we know from the run-up to the Iraq War that even when you get millions of people on the streets, that's not enough. You need other ways of galvanizing public attention, of holding misdeeds up to the light. So like the suffragettes before them, like the anti-apartheid campaigners, like the civil rights activists, all the people who we cherish today but were hated at the time, Palestine Action are doing an essential service to democracy. If marching can be shut down by the police on a whim, as the new laws allow them to do, and if direct action is now prescribed as terrorism, what else is left? What democratic action are we allowed to take other than putting one cross on a piece of paper every 5 years? A parody of democracy. Democracy, if it's going to work, has to be a living, breathing proposition where we can engage with the political system on any day we choose. And one of the most effective means of doing that is protest. But by one means or another, this government, building on the work of its predecessors, is shutting down our fundamental rights to protest. This, I believe, needs to be our I'm Spartacus moment. where one after another we stand up and say, I support Palestine Action. I support Palestine Action. If tens of thousands of us do that, well, what are they going to do? Are they going to arrest and jail us all as sympathisers with terrorism just by saying that we support a non-violent protest movement? Are they going to put us all in handcuffs and walk us all away? Well, let's find out. I support Palestine Action, and I want you to say the same. Unlike so much of the rest of the media, Double Down News will not be intimidated. We will stand up for what we know is right, even if there's a cost attached to that. So please support Double Down News through Patreon by becoming a patron.